Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The BART Board of Directors today delayed action on a multi-million dollar plan to improve safety on the transit system. Phil, did they endorse part of the plan?
Well, they're saying yes to call boxes and upgrading some of the security cameras, but they said not so fast on a number of others, including the idea of a new system that could sort of integrate all of the cameras and make it easier to track people. They said no to a panhandling ban inside the stations. And they weren't all that, you know, thrilled about ideas that brought forth by the general manager on a couple of other fronts as well. They basically said, let's put it on hold, study it more, and have another meeting.
So one of the concerns that's being raised is privacy?
Exactly. What you have here, and this isn't new, I don't think anybody should be too terribly surprised at what happened today. You know, BART has been hit with some horrendous crimes, you know, the slashing of Nia Wilson and the earlier slashings as well, plus a feeling of robberies going on or just feeling unsafe on the system. Like you said, people don't like to be out on the platforms when there's nothing between them and what could be a real disaster. So people are wanting more police presence. It hasn't happened on BART. But what the general manager did come up with was a $28 million package of improvements that could be done. But they bring into debate the issues, public safety versus privacy. Are you going to be watched on camera all the time? Do you want to have facial recognition versus racial profiling? Are some of these going to target minorities? Are we going to see more minorities ticketed and banned from the subway system as a result of this? And even, you know, the idea of, how about cost? Is this really the most cost-effective way, or should they just be hiring more cops? You put that together, and you have a lot of board members that said, well, not so fast. We want to take another look at it. The bottom line means that while they have extra staffing now being done by bringing cops in on their days off, in about 3 weeks that's going to end, and they're going to have to pull that back a little bit and just go on more overtime.
You know, Phil, you said it wasn't surprising. I got to admit, I was surprised when I heard the reports about the people who testified today. And I wondered if you surveyed suburban users or people that took different lines, if they would have a different take, because I thought there was an outcry of people that you got to make the train
safer. You are hitting the nail on the head. First of all, it's the story of two BARTs. It's the urban core versus the suburban core, and the directors who come from those areas. But this meeting was at 9 o'clock in the morning in downtown Oakland. Who showed up? The advocates showed up. The people who really feel this way or have a vested interest in it. Most of the people you're talking about out in the suburbs were either at home or they were going to work. They just don't have the time to go to this meeting. That's why they're going to have a special meeting out in the burbs to hear from the folks out there, and they might have a different thing. Rather than privacy, I think you're going to be hearing more about public safety out in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.